This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
I reckon he would have been a chance for the first one. Unfortunately, that horse passed away, so they had to stop the race after the winning post. But in the second edition of the Perth Cup, they just simply walked.
I had one that we reckon could have been a star, Gareth. He still runs around today. So he won his debut from an impossible area at Balaclava. He come from dead last after missing the kick and shot up the inside and won at 40s. Then in his second race, he reared in the barriers as a $1.40 favourite at Morphettville. And he was never the same again.
Yeah, that can be a cruel game, can't it?
The great game.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with tomorrow's markets today.
Tomorrow's Markets for Bet365, the world's favourite online betting brand. Chances are you're about to lose.
So we'll look at tomorrow's markets at a Thursday afternoon, and not a bad card there at Geelong on Thursday. We'll have a look at the quaddie leagues. The first league will start in race number 5 there at Geelong tomorrow. Mitchie, Geelong's an interesting track. Yeah, you sort of want to be on pace because down the side of the track, as they swing towards the home straight, they go downhill and then they swing around and you've got to go uphill a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit funny like that, isn't it? So that's how I generally look at it, is horses that I think will be close to the speed, Gareth.
Yep, so just having a look at the track conditions as we speak for Geelong on a Thursday afternoon. So Bet365 Geelong, we've got the Rail and the True are on a good form. So that's the story there. First leg of the quaddie is race number 5 on the program. It's a benchmark 64 for the mares. And just having a look at the prices here. We've got Miss Tightline at $5.50. Then we go to Torado Rogue at $5.50, Fine Rebel at $6, Nystrom at $7.50, Miss Keeler at $9 as well. So that's the story with the market. Frost Yourself at $10. This is a wide open affair to kick off the quaddy, Mitchie.
Yeah, tricky little race. I sort of lent to the 2 SF90.
I forgot Kennywell, yeah, 380,
Lucy sorry. Yeomans, and yeah. Craig Williams in the saddle. I know she's got a wide barrier, but she's gone pretty well in her last few. So I think she can run a race. But if we're at a leader's track, Tornado Rogue looks well placed.
Yeah. In race number 6, you got Huey, that's the favourite at $2. Another one for Simon Wild. This horse won nicely at Ararat, but this is a little bit tougher. Don't Change, $5.50. Degree of Difficulty at $6 for the informed Cliff Brown camp, and Infinite Matrix at $8.50 here with Bet365.
Yeah, Huey, he won, but he made a pretty hard effort off it, didn't he, in that race at the short price. Look, I think Don't Change is a good chance here. I think there were some genuine excuses last start.
All right, then. So what price were we getting there for Don't Change? $5.50 for Nick Ryan and Billy Egan. Race 7, you got Lording at $3.20. Talaqua at $3.40, Sycamore at $8, and then we go to Rocket Scientist at $9 and Mutessa at $9.
I think Lording will come out, Gareth. Lording's still in to run. I think it's the last race here at Sandown today, so I reckon you can take Lording out of the race, and I reckon Talaqua first up looks a good one here. So it's got a pretty good first up record, and these trials look all right, so I reckon that Geordie Childs from Barrier 3 can put Talaqua in a nice position.
Special for you, Armico will win for Price and Kent Jr. Mares Lindsay Smith hasn't had a great run of late, but Mahrez did win the other day. Freddie Kersley in the saddle. Think I'm Famous at $8. Buy Any Other Name at $8. And Boy From Y at $13. How do you assess this race?
Yeah, interesting race. I sort of had a quick look before to see if I could find any outstanding sort of value, but in the end, I've settled on Armaco. I just thought a little bit of speed. Zach Spain can get it in a handy enough position from barrier seven. It looks like it's got some pretty good upside, this horse, and it has won here at Geelong before.
I've got a special for you tomorrow. I think it's at Gosford. It's a horse having its first start for Johnny Thompson. I'm just having a look and see what... Might be... I'll have to look it up, Johnny Thompson. I think it's at Gosford. I'm pretty sure it is. I'll look it up.
There's a James Cummings debutant in the first at Geelong, Gareth. You might have to find out the chances of that one overnight for us.
Now I can't speak. Is that it? We've finished. So I'll find that horse for you and then I'll let you know tomorrow. But look it up, Johnny. Bobby is King Race 2, number one. There it is. It'll be winning at Gosford. Thanks for that, Mishy. Great stuff.
Thanks, Gareth. Thanks, listeners, and thanks on the Buttons Court. Made it a real easy day. Hopefully, yep. The listeners got a few winners too.
It's the longest hour I've ever done in radio. Thanks for your company. I'll be back tomorrow for Giddy Up from 8 o'clock. Have a great day.